Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Full and helpful tools from FedEx.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch.
Let's talk about this back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, longtime Brain Trust member, president, CEO, founder of Story Worldwide, storyworldwide.com. Is that right, Kirk?
It is. It is.
Check it out, folks. It's not your grandfather's website. You've never seen anything like that. So you got to go check it out and see what they're doing and learn from Kirk, even when he's not on the show. You can learn a lot about the future of how you're going to get customers going forward tomorrow and 5 years from now and 10 years from now by just watching the thing that Kirk and his organization are doing. We've been talking about content in the previous segment. We talked about being publishers. Another area that you're really a visionary at, I think, is in the area of media. And you've talked to us about your paid media, earned media. What's the other one? There's one other one.
The most important, owned, right in the middle of all.
Owned,
of
right. Paid media, owned media, and earned media. And you've been writing lately and working lately on the idea that the conversation as media. Talk to us about that.
When you get right down to it, the greatest change today in the world of media is that conversations, which let's all think about this for a moment. Conversations used to be something that media started, right? We would read a book, mm-hmm. We would watch a TV show, and that would spark a conversation. The conversation itself was not media. It took place in small groups, face-to-face, over a telephone line, you know, those sorts mm-hmm. of things. The real change that so-called social media have worked upon our world is that now, all of a sudden, those conversations themselves are mass media. Now, why is that important? If you look at the, and please, can you, anybody
can you,
get...
Hey, Kirk, let me stop you for a second. Can you give us an example of what one of those conversations might be, something we'd recognize?
Oh, sure. I mean, so one person on Facebook starts a conversation about being disappointed in United Airlines, for example.
Right.
That person has, if they're a typical Facebook follower in the United States, has about 265 friends, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. about 16 of whom are real friends, and, you know, the rest are Facebook friends. 16% of those people are going to see that message, and depending on how electrified it is, a certain percentage of them are going to pass it along to their 250 friends. The arithmetic mm-hmm. rises rapidly.
And that's the that's the viral effect.
It is. I call it the contagion effect, or simply the organic right. spread of messaging. Because right. I kind of hate the word viral, only because it's coming
so
to disrepute when attached
who
to
did
video.
The video called "United Breaks Guitars." Instead of just telling his buddies, he did a little song and posted that conversation, so to speak. He posted up his half of the conversation onto Facebook for his friends to see. And then it went, and it became contagious, as you say, Kirk. And so, so then we've got it goes on from there. All right, now go back to your point.
So, and I mean, mass media. We call mass media because it has huge reach and millions of people watch it. Right? I mean, in a very simple sense, it attracts, it assembles, as we say, large audiences. Now, mm-hmm. conversations are assembling large audiences. And I won't bother everybody with the math, but if you start out with as few as 20 influential people who are bloggers or, you know, big deals on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or some social platform. You start out with 20 of those people, each of whom has around 1,000 followers, which is not at all unusual, right? You will amass, when you get to the end of that mass, those 1,000 people's followers and the followers of those followers, you will quickly get to a network that exceeds 3 million people overnight, even with just a fraction of them paying attention, mm-hmm. okay? You'll have 3 million engaged people. Now, that's bigger than most cable shows.
And so, this is where we bring in the points that I've been making in this on the show for a long time now about the power of communities.
Absolutely.
All the different communities that you have, that you're the nexus of six communities, but because of that, you actually reach, you know, as you said, in overnight, 3 million people.
Yeah, we actually have, we now have a graphic that we've created that we call Petal Power. And if you could imagine, if you could imagine yourself as the center of a flower, like a daisy, and think of the way the pattern, the petals that spread out from the center part of the flower, they slightly overlap, each of them, and they fan out from around that. Think of each of those as the communities that you're a part of. And you can see that each individual online suddenly becomes the central node of multiple networks. And those multiple networks have huge power, and they can, under the right set of circumstances, like the United Broke My Guitar video, you get Super Bowl-sized audiences for free. It's really alarming and amazing.
Right. And when we come back, I'm going to get Kirk to help us think about how we could actually create something like that. After these messages, storyworldwide.com. This is his website. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.